Now, Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Hello, everybody. I'm Bud Dickman. This is a Bud Dickman Weekly Top 10. At number 10 is R. Kelly. Now, he's black, but don't let that scare you. This song is really about nothing.
After the show, it's the after party, yeah. After the party, it's the hotel lobby, yeah.
The name of this song, by the way, is Fiesta, so I don't... You can see any connection between what he's singing about and the song's name, Fiesta. Please call us or write. As a matter of fact, we had an interview with R. Kelly where we asked him if he actually knew what the word Fiesta meant in Spanish.
That's a car, isn't it, man? Is that a car? I can swear it was a car. I don't know. Imagine you name the song. Don't ask me a question like that, man. That's racist. Ask me why I named a song like that. I just named the song Fiesta. But it doesn't have any meaning. Well, that's racist, man. That's racist, you ask me a question like that. Racist, man. Fiesta in a car, though. No, it's not a car. Sure, it's not a... No, it's... Sure, it's not a car.
Number 10.
You'll notice we're just going to keep talking as long as we can so you don't actually have to hear this song. Just a public service from the Bud Dickman Weekly Top 10. At number 9 is Lil Romeo. He and Haley Joel Osment, now 1 and 2 at the most annoying kid chart thing, and I hate them both. They're little kids.
Yeah.
Number 9, Lil Romeo and My Baby. Oh, man. We talked to Lil Romeo about what it's like to be a big star.
It's me, and, my mom, she said that I could stay up late and everything, and excuse me.
Yes, another smart mouth kid with a hit record. In other words, another kid that you can't tell what to do. You can't correct him in public, otherwise it'll seem like child abuse. And you don't want to cut off that trust fund. Little Romeo making lots of money for his relatives. All 112 of them with My Baby, and I Can't Stand It. Now number 8 is Missy Misdemeanor Elliott, Get Your Freak On. Put your freak on. Come on, it's cold out. And it goes on and on like that. Coming up at number 7, here's a song that I think we can stand. Oh, Jesus, it's this guy. Isn't there anything on this weekly top 10 I like? Number 7, Nelly featuring City Spud, Ride With Me. No. No, this record is not gay. I know what you're thinking. No, it isn't. I'd be funny. To read this press release from City Spud. To all of my fans, no, I am not a homosexual despite what my music sounds like. Alright. Very happy to clear that up. We're just biding our time until we can say something funny here.
How could I tell them no? Measurements was 36, 25, 34. You brush your head, and I like those stylish clothes you wear. I like the way the light hit the ice.
This is a song about a guy asking another guy to take a ride with him. No, not gay. Hey, my underwear's runny. R. Kelly with Ride With Me. And now, from the group Train, this is Drops of Jupiter on the bathroom floor.
Now that she's back in the atmosphere with drops of Jupiter in her head.
Rear. A little band that could. Train.
She acts like summer and walks like rain.
By the way, this song's down from number 5. It's at number 6, so obviously not that big of a hit.
Number number 6.
Return,
down from number 5.
Down from number 5.
She talks like June.
We thought we'd interview the lead singer of this band. What about this song, Drops of Jupiter? Just exactly what is that? That's Train, Drops of Jupiter.
Number 6. Not as good as they hoped it would do.
Here's Gwen Stefani now. Let me blow your mind. I'm sorry, I didn't read the entire... Excuse me. Eve featuring Gwen Stefani. Let me blow your mind.
Shake your asses. Face screwed up like you having hot flashes.
Not black.
Pick one, this one, classic. Red from blind, yeah. I'm drastic. Why this? Why that? Lip stop basking. Listen to me, baby. Relax and start passing. Expressway, head back, weaving through the traffic. This one.
Let me blow. It's 12. I mean, it's 12 inches. No, it's not up from. It used to be 12 inches. Now it's. No, I mean, it's up from number 12 to number 5.
Easy go. Evie gonna be lasting. Jealousy.
When does the white girl sing? Is it anytime soon?
Some of y'all ain't writing well. Too concerned with fashion.
Listen to that lead guitar, by the way.
Imagine a lot of y'all Hollywood.
He's got that guitar book out. We interviewed the lead guitarist and asked him where he got that lick, man. That is unbelievable.
First of all, I learned it from Baby Romeo. Basically, I got that's a ukulele that I amped.
Amazing work on the guitar. Basically, what that guitar is, he just goes. So it's just like three notes, and your wrist falls off. Amazing. Oh, shut up. Okay, that's Eve, number 5, with Let Me Blow You. Let Me Blow Your Mind, here on the Bud Dickman Weekly Top 10.
Show 1-800-449-8686.
Welcome back to Bud Dickman Weekly Top 10. When you talk about great keyboard work, you may think of Thelonious Monk, Dave Brubeck, perhaps Teddy Wilson, perhaps Chick Corea or Herbie Hancock, or even Stevie Wonder. But let me tell you, you haven't heard a guy smoke on the keyboards until you've heard this song by 112, Peaches and Cream. Listen to the way this guy works the keyboard. Wow! 1, 2, 3. That's great. Jesus. 1, 2, 3. That's like almost 4 different notes.
Let me show you what I want to do. Let me show you that I feel you. Want to freak, want to ride with you. When I put my lips all over you, can't get enough of you.
Is this Johnny Mathis? I can swear it.
So sweet, I can't forget. So good, girl, you make me sweat.
This is 112 with Peaches and Cream. We talked to band members about their blistering work.
Yeah, it's something that we have been experimenting with, you know. Playing the keyboard. I went down, I got a Casio, you know, over there at Music Connection, and I just sit there all day and go, ooh, 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 A, B, G, D, all them notes. Goofy.
On top, underneath, on the side of you, better yet, baby, right next to you. Let the way you just flow.
I pushed the demo button, and this is what Sony came out with, you know.
Ooh, I love the smell of you, girl, you know what I'm talking about.
And the lyrics right up there with Dylan's, you know, Van Morrison's.
Ice cream, know what I mean, peaches and
Do women dig it when guys sing like this? Because all right, it's number 4, 112, Peaches and Cream. It's up from number 8. Let's listen to some more of it, shall we? It's just so sexy. Now we go to number 3. Ladies and gentlemen, this is not a new Creed song. This is not a new Creed song. Just a guy who likes to listen to himself in the shower. Check it out. He's cupping his hands over his mouth, you know. Turn the water off just to see what it'd sound like.
I'm falling even more. Number 3, not Creed. Letting go of all I've ever longed to. I'm standing here until you make me move. I'm laying by a moment here with you.
We talked to the lead singer of Creed about how he tried to make himself sound like he was in Lifehouse. Or it was the other way around, I'm sorry.
What I would do take a lot of showers. I wasn't working at the time, so in the middle of the day I'd take a lot of showers and just listen to how it, you know, I'm falling even more, you know, I'd hear how it would bounce off the thing. And this is what happened.
Take some phone calls from our listeners right now. Hello, you're on the Bud Dickman Weekly Top 10.
Yeah, Bud, can you play Creed? The song by Creed that you're playing right now?
It's not a Creed song, you ass. This is Lifehouse, and I'm playing it.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Down from number 2, not quite to number 1. They're at number 3, and they'll go back up to number 2. This song will stay on the top 10 for months just to torture me. It's Lifehouse, Hanging by a Moment. Music for chicks. At number 2, of course, is Christina Aguilera, Lil Kim, Maya and Pink, and Lady Marmalade. And thing was number 1 for about two minutes, and then I don't speak French. Hello? Is somebody there?
Oh, man, I was calling in to see if I could...
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Yeah, okay, man.
Hi, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yo, man, I called about a week ago and asked you how much it would cost for all four of these chicks to go to bed with me.
Yeah, that's correct.
And you said about $1 million.
That is correct.
Well, I wrote them a letter, man, with a cashier's check. And I haven't heard back from them at all.
I don't know what's wrong. I just try to get them in touch with you. It should only take $1 million to have all four of these chicks sleep with you. I don't understand.
Well, all right, man. Well, I wish you'd give out some better information on your show, man. Casey Kasem don't mess it up. You should have some information, some bio information like that, you know.
I think it's about $1 million ought to get all four of these chicks in your bed.
Okay, man.
Usually $250,000 each, but there's a special price right now. Only $1 million for all four of them.
That's great, man. Thanks. Let them know we bout that cake straight out the gate.
Independent women, some mistakes for whores. I'm saying, why spend mine? There they are, four women that will go to bed with you for $1 million. Christina Aguilera, Lil Kim, Maya Pink, and Lady Marmalade. Isn't that great? Four badass chicks from the Moulin Rouge. And now, at number 1, all the way up from number 30. Holy God, it's Usher. I got to find out what makes this song so great that it went from number 30 to number 1. Let's just listen for a moment.
I got something to tell you. Listen. See the thing about you that caught my eye.
Carson Daly is with us. Carson, have you heard this song?
Yeah, I have, man.
Carson, what do you think?
Well, first of all, Bud, you have to understand, you got to be respectful of the artists what are playing. And I know since you're not.
Well, Carson, I want to be a big MTV jock like you and have all the babes. What does it take?
Well, I mean...
I'm reminded. You're getting enough sleep. It's really hard to understand you. Carson, what do you think of this song?
This song?
Yeah.
It sucks. Oh, are we on the air? No, it's really great. It's Usher, and it's called You Remind Me.
Yeah, I know. I can see that from the information I have. I just... Carson Daly, my very special guest here in the last few moments of the Bud Dickman Weekly Top 10. Carson, I ask you about your weekly show. How's it going?
It's going really good. I told you last time I was on that we count them down from number 25, and you only do 10 of them. See?
Yeah, so what does that mean?
That we play probably 50 more songs than you do.
10 minus 25.
50.
15.
Okay. Anyway.
I'm counting mine down 10, 9, 8. So are you still doing yours?
Yeah, we've decided to do 25, 24, 23, 22, 21, all the way
to number one.
Yeah, I thought we'd do it at number one. We used to stop at three. And now here's the number three song. Yeah, the people got pissed.
That's a great thing, all right? So Carson Daly is now counting 25 all the way down to number one.
Yeah, we thought we'd go to... It's the number one.
What's going to be number one this week?
What's number one on your chart?
This one?
Yeah, that'll be it. Jesus, this is terrible. What is this?
This is the number one song.
Oh, okay. Yeah. No, it's great.
My day, we used to call this bubblegum.
This is why I just can't get it.
Gotta let you go.
You remind me of
you remind me of a girl.
Yeah.
Hey, I wouldn't
believe. Won't believe all of the things she put me through. This is why I just can't get.
Okay, I can't take it any longer. There it is, Usher, number one record of the week. The only reason why we played most of that is we still have time left here in the hour. And so, with time left here in the hour, I thought that I would treat you to a song that I really enjoy. It's one of my all-time favorites. It's a record that, of course, is... It's actually terrible, but... since I've been playing so much bad music, get out of here. Since I've been playing so much bad music this hour, I thought I'd play this thing for you. It's a blast from the past. Yes, this is Christine Aguilera, Lil' Kim, Maya, and Pink with Free Bird. You're on the air.
How you doing, man? What the hell is this?
It's a Free Bird, Skinner Leonard.
Who the hell is Skinner Leonard? Skinner Leonard, what the hell?
It's a favorite song of mine.
I don't give a damn, man. This ain't no damn train. This ain't 112. None of that. These people right?
It's last I checked, but they're dead.
All right. Well, then that's cool.
Yeah. I don't play any living white people on this show.
All right, man, I'll just do it. How long does this thing go, anyway?
About 15 minutes.
Holy Jesus.
If I leave it tomorrow.
Really bad retro.
Would you still remember?
I think we're all agreed, years later, Freebird really did suck as a long guitar jam, didn't it? These guys can't play, can they? It's been a Bud Dickman Weekly Top 10 with a bonus track, Freebird from Leonard Skinner.
And now, more on the Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
I want to take some time right now to clear up some speculation that's been going on. I saw in People magazine this week, perhaps you saw it as well, that Julia Roberts and Benjamin Bratt, or is it Brott? I don't know how the man's last name is pronounced. It's Bratt. Have split up. And I want to bring you up to speed on what's going on in that situation. I want to say something right now that doesn't make me proud. It's not something that I would shout from the highest rooftops, but it is something that needs to be said relative to that relationship. As you know, Julia Roberts split up with him, Benjamin Bratt. She had been with, I believe, Mr. Lyle Lovett and a few others. And now this relationship has gone south. And anytime you see a relationship kind of go south, maybe especially if you're a fan of Julia Roberts, you say to yourself, geez, you know, I wish it would have worked. It's kind of like when Demi Moore and Bruce Willis split up. There are a lot of people who say, geez, I wish that, you know, they would have hung in there. Tom Cruise, Nicole Kidman. I would like to say that I would like to have seen Julia Roberts and Benjamin Bratt stay together. I would very much have liked to have seen that. But unfortunately, that was not to be, and there's a very big reason why that was not to be. Julia Roberts and I have been dating now for the last 2 months, and Benjamin, Mr. Bratt, if you are listening, I'm sorry. I can only say the three words that would come to my heart and hopefully ameliorate how you're feeling right now, and that is, I am sorry. It was innocent. We ran into each other at a party. I recognized her. She said, hi, how are you? I said, I'm fine. I got her a drink, and we began talking, and we found out that we just shared some things. We shared a few interests, and she and I have been dating for the last 2 months. Yes, it has reached an intimate stage. It has been sexual. I say this also because I know my wife Maria is listening right now, and this probably comes as a shock to you, honey. I'm sorry to you as well. I have been seeing Julia Roberts. We have been having sex almost daily for the last couple of months. Mr. Bratt, I apologize to you. This is difficult for me to say. She mentioned something about how frustrated she was with you. If you can just look into your heart, Mr. Bratt, and understand, I brought something to the relationship that you couldn't. I am physically, perhaps, I've got more stamina than you. She said something about that. I don't know. It kind of... just went in one ear and out the other. I don't know. Something about my, you know, 60-minute man. She called me that. Something like, I forget. It wasn't important to me. What's important to me now is to be honest. What's important to me now is to be completely honest with all of you, my listeners, with Mr. Bratt, and with my wife, Maria. I have been dating Julia Roberts for the last 2 months, and we have had daily sex, sometimes twice to three times a day. I'm not ashamed that it has been in some instances, public places. I want you to know that it was great, exciting. I realize that now, with a listening public that I have to deal with, it's not the greatest thing to have sex in a parking lot. And no, I'm not particularly proud that we had sex in rest stop bathrooms, but I am telling this because I want people to know. I'm sorry, Maria. I'm sorry, Mr. Bratt. Julia loves me. She's very, very much in love with me, in fact. And I feel responsible to her. What am I supposed to do? Call her up now and say it's off? Say hello. Yeah, sure. Hi, Julia. Phil Hendry. I can't see you anymore. Okay, so what's that going to do to a woman who has a career to take care of? Anybody out there like cleaning blood up off of a bathroom floor? Because that's what's going to happen. She hears those words from me. Hi, Julia. Phil Hendry. I can't see you anymore. Out comes the razor blade. Into the bathroom we go. You know the rest. So for the time being, I'm going to have to, I guess I'm just going to have to put up with it. Somewhere along the line, I'll let her down easy. I don't know how I'm going to do it. But right now, I can't tell her no. Because it just so happens that when women are with me, then they, I don't know, can't be without me. I don't know what the hell it is. So there it is. Julia Roberts and I are having an affair. Do you want me to take this call now? Do you want me to break or do you want me to take a call now? Margaret Gray on the line. Margaret, hi.
Yes. I've been listening to you with great interest, as I'm sure a lot of people have.
You've been listening to me with great interest?
Yes. And my question is, when was this going to be, when is this information going to come to me?
The information about that I'm having an affair with Julia Roberts?
Yes.
I'm kidding.
You're kidding about what?
About having an affair with Julia Roberts.
Well, I turned my radio on, and I listened to you talking about, you see, the two of them split up.
Yeah, I'm aware of that. I saw it in People magazine.
And naturally, you're curious as to why. Now, you're on the air. You've made certain public statements. Why didn't I get this story before?
Because it's bullcrap.
I'm sorry?
It's bullcrap. I'm making it up.
You're making it up. Very interesting that you're saying to me that you're making it up. And yet moments ago, everybody in your listening audience got it first, except me.
Everybody in my listening audience got what first? It's baloney. I'm not having an... Are you putting me on? I'm having an affair with Julia Roberts.
Well, are you, aren't you?
No, I'm not! What are you, nuts?
Backing down now, are we? Is that what you're doing?
Am I what?
Are you backing down?
Am I backing down from what? I'm not backing down from anything. I'm not having...
Well, I don't believe you.
Well, then you better start believing me, because I'm not having an affair with Julia Roberts. Are you crazy? Look at me.
Afraid of real fame, are we? In other words, what you're...
Will you get a grip and listen to what I'm saying? I'm kidding. I'm not having an affair with Julia Roberts.
You said something about your sexual prowess. Was that all a joke?
Yes, that's... No, it's not a joke.
Well, was it a joke or isn't it a joke?
It's not a... It's a joke, yes. It's not a joke. Not when it comes to my wife. It's a joke.
So when did you start the affair?
I did not. I'm not having an affair with her.
You're a liar.
Okay, I'm a liar. I'm a liar. I'm having an affair with Julia Roberts.
All right. Can I interview you about it?
Yeah, go ahead. Interview me about it.
When did it start?
Oh, I don't know. And you're going to print this?
Yes.
You can't... Look...
What rest stop were you screwing her in?
I wasn't screwing her in a rest stop. Have some common decency.
Oh, I'm supposed to have some common decency. You just got done saying that you and Julia Roberts had sex at a freeway rest stop. Is it true or is it...
It's not true. I'm joking. I made it up. The whole thing. Do you get it? Do you understand? It's just a joke.
Were you wearing protection?
Oh, come on. You can't be serious.
I'm asking you, were you wearing protection?
When?
When you were having...
With Julia Roberts at a rest stop on a freeway?
Yes.
Yeah, I was wearing protection.
Well, I've got to send a photographer to the rest stop to get some pictures. Are there any stains?
Okay, look it. You know, I'm not having any affair. I'm kidding, 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 kidding.
Is there any toilet splattering? Or...
Okay. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
I'm joined here by David Hall, who's our Vice President of Syndication, and Margaret Gray. I honestly don't understand what I did other than to make a joke.
Well, the problem that you did is you made a joke about Julia Roberts.
And it, well, what is there something wrong with that?
Well, there's something wrong with you not being aware of the fact that Julia Roberts is a movie star that everybody loves.
Phil, it's like saying that it's like making fun in a lot of ways of Princess Diana.
And Princess Diana? I made a joke.
You made a joke about having sex with Julia Roberts at a freeway rest stop. Jesus. Did you hear that?
I heard that, David. I couldn't believe it.
What's the big deal? I made a joke about it.
Why?
Phil, that's all we're saying, darling. Why did you want to do that?
Why did I want to do what?
Why would you say you were having an affair with Julia Roberts when it wasn't true?
I'm making fun of the whole trip about this woman, man. Every time I turn around, she's having a new relationship with somebody. I'm making fun of it. And I thought it would be funny to say that...
Wait. Every time you turn around, what?
Every time I turn around, she's got a new relationship.
Something wrong with that?
There's nothing wrong with it. I thought I'd comment on it, that's all. I thought I would say that it was me that broke up her and that Benjamin Bratt guy because...
Because why?
Because it would be funny. I don't know.
Are you attracted to her?
No, I'm not attracted to her.
You don't think she's beautiful?
No.
Oh, my God. I don't know what to say.
Wait a second. I feel like I'm a five-year-old and...
Hold on for a minute, Phil. Can you hold on for a minute?
Yeah, but I feel like I'm a five-year-old.
Hold on for a minute. He says he's not attracted.
I don't understand. I think, really, if you can get... probably get someone to talk to you.
What I'm going to do...
Are you guys talking to me?
Hold on for a minute. We can work a gay angle if you want.
Are you gay, darling?
No, I'm not gay. I'm married. You know that I'm not gay. What are you guys talking about?
Well, what do you mean you don't think she's attractive?
I don't think she's particularly attractive, okay?
Well, you're a lying sack of crap. What do you think of that?
Well, you can call me a lying sack of crap if you want. Do you want to get personal about it now? I mean, that...
You don't think she's attractive?
Look, she's got great legs. She's got a nice body. She's got a face that's... I'm getting tired of looking at that smile. What do you want me to tell you, okay?
Okay. So if she accidentally mistook your face for a bar stool, you'd be upset.
If she what?
If she mistook...
If she thought your face were a saddle by mistake...
What are you talking about?
Would you be upset?
Would I be upset with what?
If
Julia Roberts thought my face was a saddle?
Yes. Would that upset you?
Yes, I'd be upset.
Oh, you are a liar.
Dude, I'm telling you, the reason why I did what I did was just to make a freaking joke about the whole relationship. It's the Hollywood thing, man. That's all I'm saying, okay? Why not inject myself into it? Didn't you think it was funny, me saying that I was having an affair with Julia Roberts? Didn't you think...
If you actually think that you'd kick her out of bed, you need big-time help.
Well, guess what? Maybe I would.
You know, darling, I think you're pandering to a lot of people in your audience. No one believes that you'd kick Julia Roberts out of bed. No one believes for a moment...
Well, I don't care what they believe.
No one believes for a moment that...
Well, I happen to be married. What do you think of that?
Isn't that nice? You're married. Phil, are you having problems at home?
Why would I be having problems at home if I just said what I said about Julia Roberts? And now you're making me, you're forcing me to be insulting. You understand that?
How are we doing that?
Because of everything that I'm having to say here, makes it sound like she's not attractive or something. Give me a little credit, okay?
Every guy listening right now would get on their knees and pray for the moment that she accidentally thought their face was an ottoman.
Well, that's just great. Can't I have a little credit here?
What credit do you want, dear?
I want to have the credit of a guy who may have a little bit of control over himself as a human being, and that, yeah, even if it was Julia Roberts, I could say, no, thank you, Miss Roberts. I'd rather not have sex with you.
Like she'd ever offer.
Exactly. Like she'd ever offer.
What are you dreaming about?
I'm not dreaming. You're the guy.
You think she's going to offer you sex?
You're the guy that said, what if she mistook my face for a saddle, whatever the hell that's supposed to mean?
85%, Phil.
85% of men in America spank it to Pretty Woman. And it,
well, that's good for them. You want to know something? This is going to shock the hell out of you.
Don't tell me you've never seen Pretty Woman.
No, I haven't.
You are a lying piece of manure. You know that?
All of a sudden, I'm getting attacked personally. And
how do you expect us to believe that you were single for 44 years and you never spanked it to Pretty Woman?
I'm not telling you that I didn't. Look, this has got nothing to do with to what I spank it, okay?
What do you spank it to?
Well, I generally. What do you mean, what do I spank? It's none of your business, okay? I happen to be married, A. B, with all due respect to the very beautiful and talented Miss Roberts, yes, I'd throw her out of bed. C, I was doing what I did just to comment on how funny it is that,
So it's funny that she's had all these relationships.
It's just, it's weird, man. It's not so much her, it's the way that the press covers it, okay? So I thought I'd get into the whole, you know, I don't know.
See, this is the problem with you. When you try to get too heavy, you and your goddamn heavy. And it,
can we watch the language around here?
Huh?
Can we watch the language around here?
I'm sorry. You and your goddamn heavy. You and.
Okay, that's, you know, whatever you want me to tell you. I'm just telling you how it came down, all right? And the fact is
you don't spank it to Pretty Woman.
No, I don't spank it to Pretty Woman.
How about you, David? Do you?
Sure.
All right, well, that's, you know.
How about you, Margaret?
Every night.
All right, well, that's the two of you. Good for you. What do you spank it to?
If all I'm asking you to do is quit trying to reinvent the GD wheel. Just go with it, okay? There are people that you don't make fun of. One of them is Julia Roberts. The other one is Princess Diana. The other one is Madonna. The other one is, I don't know, there's a bunch of them that you don't make fun of.
Don't make fun of them, darling.
Because I'm going to incur the wrath.
Sally Struthers is another one. I was trying to think of the big five. Margaret, would you like to come over and watch Mystic Pizza with me tonight?
I'd love it.
All right, well, I apologize, first of all, for insulting one of your all-time fave raves. And
this isn't about us. It's about you and what you want to stay away from. Okay?
In terms of making fun of people.
In terms of making fun of people.
And if you're going to spank it to anything...
Just never mind about that.
Make it Mystic Pizza.
All right. Wow, so I blew it, huh? 1-800-449-8686. What do you spank it to? Great. Number one rated Phil Henry Show, Best of the Year 2000 CD and Picture Disc Vinyl, 877-616-PHIL, 877-616-7445. You can pick up our CD, $20, $3.50 shipping and handling, and all of the money goes to my friend's place, a resource center for homeless and for runaway kids in Hollywood, California. And they've been doing this for 12 years now, my friend's place. No federal money, no nothing. $145,000 we've raised this year, and to date we've raised over $500,000 thanks to you and your generosity for my friend's place. So pick it up, the number one rated Phil Henry Show CD. And it won't be long now. We got 2001 coming out. 877-616-7445. Phil Henry Show.